Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Oh my God. So here we go. Good afternoon. Good morning. Hello to everyone that are on my airways today. I am retired from the United States Army. Those of you that know me know my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. And yes, I'm still honoring our veterans who have done challenging things and not letting those challenges keep them from accomplishing other challenges in their life. So I have with me today another special guest whom I've had the opportunity of reading his bio, his social medias. Let me tell you, my guests keep getting better and better. But this young man, I tell you, you're going to fall in love with him. He's a motivational speaker. But for those of you that are tuning in today for the first time, I'm the CEO of A Life Change Now, the host of Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous, the artist and songwriter of the single It's the Resurrection that is actually in the Academy Awards winner, where it was this past May. And I'm your lifetime royal imprint empress. And I want to give a shout out to my brother, who's another veteran, Donald Donaldson, for or Totalson, for actually giving me that name. Most of you know that I'm very passionate about motivating individuals and to resurrect, to establish themselves spiritually, personally, and professionally. And also, you know, I'm known as that established, that chosen warrior based on the things that I've had to be strong and courageous about, who inspires others to create a life change now by leaving an intentional, impactful imprint for infinity. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. My guest today was supposed to be on my podcasting show and on my pop TV praise of worship show because of the things he has accomplished. You guys know that when I have a guest on the show, they leave those intentional, motivational, plus inspirational, thought-provocative ideas and encouraging, inspirational things that are filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus give you that variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide. And the most important thing that I have to share with you is that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in to our shows on Wednesdays and Sundays, every Wednesday and Sunday. I'm not going to say any more because my guest has been very patient with me today, let me tell you. Maybe for the past 72 hours, he has been so patient. And I honestly, let me say, I'm going to call him brother for the rest of my life based on what I have read about him. And I know that he and I shall be tethered together from now until eternity based on the things that he is doing. So I'm going to move out of the way because I want him to introduce himself to you. So are you ready, guest?
I am, Dr. Betty, I am.
Well, go ahead, tell us your name and where you're held from.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me on your show. It is an honor to be a part of this platform and just to be a small portion of the things that you are doing for this great world that we live in. My name is Lee Wright. I am a veteran of the United States Air Force. I spent 26 years serving my country and got a chance to travel all over this world and meet various people from different cultures. I have truly had an amazing experience serving my country. I am also a combat wounded veteran. So that speaks to some of the things that I've experienced while serving on active duty for the Air Force. So I've been through a lot. I've grown through a lot. I have survived a lot of things on this journey, and I'm ever so grateful to still be here and to be a part of this show.
I am so honored. You know, I had just, as we were speaking earlier, I was just saying goodbye to a friend that is also retired from the Air Force. So I have a daughter that's in the Air Force. So for some reason, the Air Force is just surrounding. They have been surrounding me. And honestly, Lee, when she said, which branch should I go in? I said, oh, definitely the Air Force, because I was deployed too many times in the Army. And let me tell you, she has surpassed my deployment by being in the Air Force. So thank you so much, my brother, for your service. And I honestly just, I'm so grateful for the connection. I love looking out for our veterans. And this is why I had to have you a part of the show. I'm a lifer for veterans now, because no one knows the friendly and unfriendly territories that we have experienced in our life journey. That's and like right. You said, it takes, when you go through something, we know that you don't stay there. We're not saying we won't forget the things that we've gone through, but we try to pick ourselves up every single day just to keep moving. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, you know, I read your mini bio, and let me tell you, just your slogan itself took me away. I'm not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions. La, 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 la. Let's talk about that.
Yes, yes. So that mantra springs from my life, my experiences. And many times we as people, we tend, whatever we're going through, we tend to blame it on other people or the circumstances that we find ourselves in, or you know, we say things to try to mask what the truth of the matter is. We say things, well, I don't have this because I came from a single parent home, or, you know, my mother wasn't there, my father wasn't there. I didn't get the job because I'm too Black. I didn't get the job because I'm too white. We blame things on so much without getting to the root. Or we blame it on basically the circumstances that we find ourselves in. But realistically, it's more of our decisions. Stuff happens, and it's how we resolve that within our own selves. We say, okay, either I'm going to let this situation own me, or I'm going to own this situation. So I cannot blame, you know, what I'm going through or what I'm experiencing on anything. I can't blame it on mama. I can't blame it on daddy. You know, it's me. It's my reaction to it. And I can choose to react either positively or negatively, but it's up to me.
Yes, I love that. And this is where I want the audience to know, great minds think alike, because I am always encouraging others to experience a life change now, capital N-O-W, because now, no other way, new opportunity window, experience that life change now. And then it's like one of the other things I love to chant to my audience is, are you motivated, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you mm-hmm. motivated? And I have that. My husband wears a wristband every day, and it has a life change now. Are you motivated? And it has my name on it too. And I'm thinking to myself, honey, why are you wearing a wristband every single day? He said, because that's you. This is who you are. This is like, I've watched you. And like you said, I'm not a product of my circumstances. I am not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions. What he's saying is he has a choice. We have a choice. I shared with you earlier that I was with some kids last evening. You know, these kids like give me gray hairs. Constantly telling them, you have choices.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do bad because it's something you get that little option that tells you, why don't you do this? Or why don't you say that? You have choices. Be yes. a product of the right choice.
Right.
That's what you're saying. I'm not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions. Make the right decisions. It doesn't matter what you go through. I didn't even share with you the background history of overcoming battles by being strong and courageous, but I will. I will share that with you one day. And it's, again, even with that, overcoming battles by being strong and courageous, you can go ahead and add Lee's statement there. I'm not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions. When he says soar, that's another thing that I talk on people about. As I heard you speak about your mantra, I'm thinking, this is why I tell people, you don't have to stay stuck in the situations that happen to you or life happenings. Mm-hmm. You can seize opportunities and rise, yes. soar. Seize opportunities and rejuvenate, soar. Just seize opportunities and just rebuild or resurrect. That's what you're talking about with your mantra. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, we're getting on the platform together. That's going to be a product day. What are you a product of? And what's keeping you there or in that stuck place? Now, you also talked about you are a wounded warrior.
Yes.
Yeah, give me a little piece of that.
So my story, I was a young, what I call indestructible 24-year-old Air Force E-4 at the time, senior airman. And we were deployed to Dahran, Saudi Arabia in the spring/summer of 1996. During that deployment, a terrorist attack came on the compound that we were living. The terrorists initially tried to drive on a truck full of gasoline and TNT onto our compound. Of course, they did not have all the proper paperwork to get on, so they were turned away by security forces. But terrorists being the type of people that they are, they got to find a way to inflict some kind of damage. So they decided to park their truck on the exterior of our compound. I guess they parked it there, set whatever timer they had, began running away, and it detonated. There were hundreds of us that were injured because of the blast. There were 19 total airmen who lost their lives that evening. 12 of them were friends and coworkers of mine. So it definitely hit home for me when it happened. And it's one of those things that happens to you that you never forget. But those of us that survived that, most of us stay in touch through telephone calls, through Facebook, through email. We have a close family because we all relate to exactly what happened to us. Even 25 years, though it's been 25 years, we still often think about it and remember.
I don't even know if we've had this conversation before. And honestly, that was one of the reasons I retired from the Army, you know, I just shared this on a call earlier today. And as a matter of fact, you may hear it on Spotify, you know, being asked to go on an assignment in Southwest Asia. And I'm like, where in the world is Southwest Asia? And oh, by the way, you're taking 45 augmentees with you. that will be traveling from Texas. I'm a tease. What is that? You know?
Yes.
So I'm thinking of that. And I'm already on assignment in Europe, but because of my special skills and the training that I had solicited from the military, I became the only person that was qualified to take these 45 augmentees to Southwest Asia. Yes. When I found out where Southwest Asia was, I'm thinking, so why am I going to Saudi Arabia? And what is this Dahran Cobalt Towers in June of 1996?
Yes.
Some of my Air Force friends and I was assigned to the air base there in Dahran. And we were coming in, we were doing our afternoon run after we got off work. We were running and, you know, it was like 100 and something degrees there that day. But we said we were gonna take a shower, go get something to eat in that nice facility that they had for us to eat in, that was open pretty much all day. And then go yes. see one of those old movies that they had playing at the theater. But yes. instead of me taking my shower, I didn't hear a whistle or anything. It was just a large burst of debris that came through that small window and thrust me out of my shower.
My.
There. And I remember seeing the truck. I remember seeing the truck when we were running back to running back on the base, you know, passing all of the roadblocks and everything. We remember seeing that. So I shared, some of my coworkers were part of the 19 that were deceased as well, and over 300 more soldiers who were wounded
in some or
fashion. But it's a day we will never forget, June 26, 1996. Even though it's been, like you said, over two decades ago, almost three, it's as if it just happened.
Yes.
You know?
Agreed.
It makes you choke up. And I noticed that you were choking up, because when I share my story, I choke up too, because I had 45 augmentees with me, honestly.
Yes.
And I kept all the females on the first floor, and I had the augmentees scattered from the first through the 11th. They were so upset because I wouldn't let them go all the way to the 18th floor of that tower. They wanted to see, but I was happy that I didn't, because by the time I got to that 11th step to check on them that particular evening, it was like, thank God there's no number 12, and the elevators weren't working. And you know, that some of them were jammed in their rooms where we had to pry their doors open and come back down the steps that were actually cracking. And you know, so yes, I was there with you, my brother.
Wow.
What is, yes, this is a wow. This is like, seriously? You were during the same year, during the same. I remember the case.
Yes.
And it's absolutely one of my stories. So, yeah. You know, as I was going up those stairs, as I said earlier today on another call to check on my soldiers, I wanted to give up, you know, it's like, whoo. And I had my towel wrapped around me, running up the stairs, looking, making sure all my soldiers were accounted for. And I remember the quote by Winston Churchill, when you're going through hell, keep going. When you are going through hell, keep going. So it wasn't like, what just happened to me? I didn't even know I was bleeding until I came back downstairs, did accountability, 100% accountability, no fatalities. And one of the soldiers was like, Sergeant, your head. I'm thinking it was water from the shower.
Yes.
But it was blood from the debris. So yes, this is what we call overcoming battles by being strong and courageous.
Amen.
I don't even know what everyone's faith is out there, but when you're going through something, and like Winston Churchill said, who was also a military man, British, the British Columbians, you know, you keep going. That's what leaders do. That's what we're doing here. That's why I am honoring Mr. Lee Wright. And our names are like Lee Wright, Betty Speaks, or Betty Speaks, Lee Wright. You know, what a combination. What else would you like to share with us? Because that right there, this is like, honestly, we never even talked about this before.
No, we had not. And you know, just to know that you were there as well, it speaks so much to, again, me and my purpose and continuing to share that story. The irony of, again, us coming together now, and even when I retired from the Air Force in 2015, of course, you know, being a veteran, you have to find an officer to perform your ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who I was going to have, a commander, a current commander, a previous commander, you know, someone random. I did not know. And God orchestrated it one day. About a year before, eight months to a year before I was about to retire, they put out a call for veterans who were combat wounded veterans to come downtown, Warner Robins, Georgia, and just to speak because they were having what they deemed Purple Heart Day. And there were two of us that were still active duty at the time that were in attendance. We were wearing our full service dress uniforms, myself and a full-barred colonel. And so they had some retirees that were in the building, and they talked about their stories, and they were very moving. And then we got to me, and I shared my story about Khobar Towers. And shortly after I finished, the colonel got up, and the colonel was in tears. And I had to understand why the colonel was in tears. And she said, our stories are unique because we are kindred spirits. She says, I was there too.
Wow.
And I had to pause. And her name was Dawn Lancaster.
Okay.
She was a lieutenant at the time working protocol. And so we were instantaneously linked. I didn't know her there. We had not met. I don't think our paths crossed over in the desert, but yet on this day we were designed to meet. And I told her, I said, it would be no greater honor for me than to have you perform my retirement ceremony. And she said, yes. And so through the next 8 months or so, we got to talk and know each other better. And she's the one that retired me. And it was fantastic.
Wow. Well, again, congratulations on your successful retirement. This is like, you know, as when you said that, when your bio reads that you are a combat wounded terrorist attack survivor, and that right there, you know, a lot of veterans don't even like to use the word terrorist. They don't even like to think of anything that will remind them of being in terror. But what I've learned after being a speaker for so long is that the more you talk about it, the more you heal from it.
Absolutely.
And yes, so we would take them down that road that we went down and explain to them what it was like. You know, it's when I speak to organizations concerning this particular experience, these organizations, even at hospitals, these organizations, they're in awe. You know, I can see, especially like, and I'll tell you, the organizations, they're all dealing with mental illness individuals. So when they see they go and look it up, you know, when they this is something that's I can't even tell you, it's not anything you can fabricate.
Right.
And when one tells you that, when you come back out of that situation, when you get back into the real world, we raise our hands to support and defend our country and forget about us, you know?
Yes.
The fact that we could lose our life in the midst of what we raised our hand to do. But when we come back and we, you know, welcome back to the reality, it wasn't easy.
Right. You know,
I often tell my listeners is that I had to adjust to smells and sounds. And if my husband put a pile of clothing in the middle of the floor, you know, if he peeled off his clothing at night and I had to use the bathroom and I saw those pile of clothing, it reminded me of seeing a body or an image of a body. It's the things that we have to recover from and take 30 seconds and say, hey, this is the real, wake up.
Yes. You know,
wake up. And yes. Even when we were there, we were like, is this real?
Absolutely.
Did this just happen?
Absolutely.
Did I just have a nightmare?
You know? Absolutely. So,
and as a leader, I'm not sure what your rank was there, but as a leader, you're thinking, wow, oh my goodness.
Yes.
And you sequester yourself so you can be strong in front of others. This is why overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Who do you owe thank yous to just being who you are today?
God is first. And without him, I know I would not be here. He has kept me through so much. And so he is first and foremost. And to my mother, who has been my biggest supporter in the world.
Well, that's right there. Mama, mama, you know I love you. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, she is truly the queen of my heart. That is for sure.
Mama, yes. See, this is why we're going to have fun together. I want to come back over and over again just based on. So you said God, mom.
Yes, my God, mom, they're my biggest supporters. I have three beautiful children who I simply love and adore. And I have a tight-knit circle of close friends who I can call on anytime. And we just love to laugh and share and chop it up. Most of them are veterans. My good friend, Dr. Yolanda Jerry, she's been my best friend for almost as long as I had been in the military. So yes, just phenomenal people.
I'm loving it. Well, you know, tell us how we can stay in touch with you. What do you have that's going on that we can take part in?
So I can always be reached on my website. It is iamleeawright.com. There you'll find all of the things that I am currently involved in. I am a motivational speaker. I am a DJ. I am a minister. I am an author. We have a book coming out actually the first part of 2022. I've collaborated with my friend, Dr. Yolanda Jerry, and it is called My Walk Past Hell, Volume 2, The Men. And I get a chance to partner with some phenomenal men who are, for many, we're stepping out of our comfort zones and we're sharing our story.
Mm-hmm.
We're sharing our truth and some of the hell that we have experienced and walked through. And we're hoping that by doing so, we can help other men and just other people in general see that you don't have to stay down. There is a way out if you're willing to take that step of faith, you can get over the obstacle that's hindering you.
Oh, that's awesome. I just caught a snippet of her doing interviews this week with some, I guess it's volume one. So that is so amazing that she's doing that. And I applaud her. I need to catch volume three on that one with the men. She probably has already patented everything. But I am honestly so honored that you and I got the opportunity to speak today. I want to do this again with you over and over again. So we too can stay in connection. Honestly, this was God's one of those God divine calls.
Absolutely.
We've been chatting back and forth for the past few days, but not once. I was waiting to hear about this terrorist event because, like I said, when I hear the word terrorist, all I can think of is June 26, 1996.
25th, amen.
Yes, 25th. Yes. So that's what I go. I mean, honestly, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I thought I put that behind me. Another terrorist attack, because even though during that era, they were happening in Riyadh and all other places, but not Dahran. You know, they weren't happening at Khobar Towers. We were like, oh, thank God we're safe.
Right.
We were hearing about them in other areas that, well, I'm not going to be in that area, you know. But then who would have thought? So listen, my brother, I love you. And you lock my phone number, it says, and we can get together and feather. I'm going to call you on some other events that I have that are popping, will be popping up as well. And again, I can't wait for you to get your book published. I know it's going to be amazing. Your journey is amazing. You are an amazing man of God. So do you have any last takeaways for our audience today?
My last takeaway is this. We all go through things in life. We all struggle. Even the mightiest of us, if you could look at anybody that you might look at on the television or in the movies, they all struggle with something. It's how they choose to deal with that struggle that matters. I think of one person in particular, and most of us know Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
And we lost Chadwick, and none of us, other than probably his most trusted inner circle, knew what he was dealing with that cancer. But yet he lived his life in such a way that he said, I have something still to offer this world, and I'm going to offer it and give it until I'm here no longer.
Yes.
And so he didn't let it stop you. So that's what I would charge you to do, is whatever you're going through, you may be going through cancer yourself. Don't let it stop you. Continue on, continue to grow.
Honestly, I love that. I don't know why you keep pressing with my heart right now. Chadwick and I were supposed to do an interview together before he took his third wind of illness. He's from this area here in the Anderson, South Carolina.
Absolutely.
And when he did that movie, what was it? I wanted to come to Africa. The movie over in Ghana. But when he did that movie and became well known after doing that movie.
The Black Panther movie.
Black Panther. Was it the Black Panther?
Black Panther was the one he did where he was King T'Challa. Is that the one you were talking about? Or the one where he was the soldier?
He was, oh my gosh, why can't I think of that? Uganda? I can't think of it right now. It could have been the Black Panther. But when he was dressed in black. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it could have been that one. But it was devastating when he passed. And I was in great conversations with him too, not knowing that he was ill. And sometimes people keep things personal to themselves. And like you said, he still continued to shine. Etta, you kind of resemble him now that he got me staring at you. The smile and everything, even the laughter. So
I'm honored. I'm in good company then.
Yes. So I'm so grateful for you and all that you are continuing to do for our country, for our world. And I want to continue to lift you up. So again, my brother, I thank you. And listen, as I told you guys, this is that show where, you know, you never know what to expect. And I know most of you probably could tell that I got choked up when he was telling his story about the terrorist attack, being a terrorist attack survivor. I couldn't wait to hear what terrorist attack he was involved in. And who would have thought we were on the same assignment at the same time. So I tell you, this is definitely that inspirational show that's filled with wisdom and that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength. And it covers a variety of genuine life-changing topics, such as the topic that we had today. So we definitely continue to encourage listeners who are worldwide. We are still on a mission, not for ourselves, but for others. And you have to know that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So I am truly honored to have our listeners listening in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous today, of all days, with a special guest who I am so for special honors of this month. And this young man will be with me until I close my eyes tightly. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
My brother. Yes. And tell your mother I said thank you to my brother from another mother.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the one and only Mr. Lee A. Wright. Look him up. He's out there on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. And what I love about it is he has his name out there on LinkedIn. You know, when a person is using their own name, you know they are authentic. So just look for Lee A. Wright. Just like you look for Betty Speaks, look for Lee A. Wright, and you'll find all of his social medias. And again, we thank you for tuning in.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.